Pittman will be next. The Hogs will host Ole Miss on Saturday for a 2:30 Central kickoff on ESPN2. To ask a question for Coach Pittman, please star one on your telephone's keypad now. And Coach, while we're on questions, if you could take a minute to comment on your team as you enter the Ole Miss game this week.
Well, I'm hoping that we can get a few guys back from injuries. We've had a little bit of a difficult time with injuries, but I feel like we are getting healthier. We have a tremendous challenge playing Ole Miss. Coach Kiffin is an offensive genius. I mean, he really, really is. Those guys are playing unbelievable. They're fun to watch. They're obviously scary to watch, but they're fun to watch. And they have a great offensive line and outstanding skill. And their defense is continuing to get better each week. And we're obviously looking forward to playing here at home.
First up, we have Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, I'm wondering, have you seen a focused team this week? How's the focus of the team been?
Been great. Our football team basically reacts like the coaching staff, and as long as we continue to work hard and talk about the opponent that we're getting ready to play and not the one we just played, our team has certainly acted like our coaching staff.
Yeah, and you're going against a team with such pace. How has the defense looked in terms of getting lined up and getting ready for snap this week?
Well, we obviously have pace in our offense as well, too. We know we're not going that lightning speed like Ole Miss is. And obviously, we've talked to different people, and they say it's as fast an offense as they've ever seen. We've been able to try to simulate some of that speed, obviously going good on good, but it's very, very difficult to do that against them, and I think that's a big advantage for their offense as well on any team that they play.
Next is Nick Sousa, the Jackson Clarion Legend.
Sam, I know that Kendall worked with both Lane Kiffin and Jeff Lebby in his past. Do you see similarities between what you guys are trying to do on offense and what Ole Miss does, or is it just kind of coaching tree but different similarities?
No. I see several similarities in what Coach Kiffin and Coach Lebby do and what we do here at Arkansas with Coach Riles. Certainly some route concepts are different, very similar in the run game, and so it could bode well for both defenses, and having seen that obviously during camp and each time during the week.
I know Coach Bryles and Coach Levy are pretty close. Have you heard anything about them talking this week or just their relationship in general?
I have not. They should be close. You know, I think Coach Levy married Kendall's sister, so they, unless there's a family feud, they should be good friends.
Thank you.
Steve Moulton, WDVN.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Great, I'm doing fine.
I was hoping to get your impressions on what you've seen out of Matt Corral this year so far, Coach.
I've seen the same thing you have and everybody in the country. The guy's playing incredible. I mean, he's such a gifted athlete and such a, I mean, he can throw any pass. You know, he can throw a dart, he can throw a touch pass. He certainly can get away from pressure. I mean, the guy's a winner. I mean, he's a really good football player, and he's got some really good weapons. You know, the thing about Ole Miss, they can run the ball and they can throw it. And but you can't do any of that without a great quarterback. And that guy is really, really a really good quarterback.
I know a lot's been made about a bumper pool on your team this year, Coach, but Grant Morgan has been really impressive as well. What kind of improvements have you seen out of him? I know this is your first year, but what impresses you most about Grant Morgan, Coach?
Just you know, how much he loves to play. You know, he's a slip read linebacker. He can slip under blocks, and you know, that's kind of his game. He's not the biggest of statue, so you know, he has to kind of avoid blocks and things, but he's got a knack for that. And obviously made a lot of tackles. He's a tough kid. He's a captain on our team, and obviously Bumper, we're proud of him. He's been banged up and things of that nature, so has Grant, but those guys are tough kids and fighting through as much as possible their injuries, but certainly they're both two leaders on our defensive football team.
Thank you.
This is Bob Hope, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Sam, how you doing? Hey, you guys obviously, you know, broke that SEC losing streak of Mississippi State with a great win, but there's an SEC home losing streak for Arkansas that's still hanging out there. I know you're just 0-1. You had anything to do with those other losses, but how big would it be to break that home losing streak and kind of reestablish home field advantage?
Well, I didn't even know we had a home losing streak until you just told me, but I figured we had a losing streak because we hadn't won in a while. I don't know. Winning would be incredible. I mean, that's what we all go out there and strive to do on Saturday. But I don't know if breaking streaks are any kind of a big deal for us. We just try to win football games.
And then based on the Georgia game, I know obviously capacity was great, but what kind of home field advantage did you feel?
Well, I don't know. We obviously want the 16,000 people that we are allowed to have in our stadium to be extremely loud. You know, that would help us. I don't know. I don't want to speak for other coaches, but for me, going on the road is not near like what it used to be as far as advantage of crowd noise. However, if you can get 16,000 people in a stadium and they're raising heck on every snap, it's certainly going to help you a lot more than if you're on the road.
Coach Rappery up with Chris Homer of 24/7 Sports.
Coach, you've got a pretty rare thing this week with two kind of deer and shoot offenses going head-to-head. I'm just wondering, how often that system, as popular as it was in kind of the 2010 area, has kind of started to die out across college football a little bit. How often do you see kind of tentacles of that and kind of the offenses you see week to week, and why do you think it's become such kind of a rare thing across the sport?
Well, if it's dying out, they need to amp it back up, because as good offenses there is in the country. So, I don't know. You know, I think each offense that you see has a principle of it. You know, obviously if you have a running quarterback, well, then you'll have a rear and shoot principle of reads and things of that nature. So I think it's still live and well. A lot of things aren't running quite as fast and things of that nature, but the belief of it and the system of it, I think, is probably spread over a little bit of all teams.
I guess I'm wondering, like, how secretive is that kind of tree in terms of scheme and schematics before you kind of got Kendall in your room? Did you really kind of get the inner workings of that before kind of Kendall arrived in the program, and what's that been like?
Yeah, I did. You know, obviously, he was in the interview, so, you know, he had to tell me what I was asking. You know, he had to answer questions, but I think he's very secretive as far as having coaches come in and visit with him and things of that nature. I think there's probably just a system there where all of them kind of keeping it under wraps as much as possible, because they don't want people to know the system as obviously as well as they do. But I think that's a little bit of all systems on offense and what you're doing and things of that nature. You don't want to get out there what you're doing simply to have any advantage given to your opponent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.